Welcome to episode 436 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Hello again.
I almost had a misfire on that.
You did. You recovered well. Also, we do have producer Gerald in the house.
Hello.
What up? You ever think about that when you see somebody blow it on like news or whatever, and you see them charge through? Like, I always think that's a good moment because it could go the other way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. At that point, there's only two directions it goes. It either right. gets better and forgotten, or worse and fucked.
And on a blooper reel on YouTube forever.
Yes.
So I always like it when they flub a word or they get something wrong. To see them like charge back, you're like, that's someone who took the moment. They blew it. They knew they blew it. Mm-hmm. And then they just charged through.
Yep.
Also known as a professional.
Yes. That's like one of the things that gives me the greatest amount of joy in life. And I don't have an explanation for why. But what are you looking at, Gerald?
News bloopers.
Oh, why is it all these girls with their mouths open? Jesus. Anyway, one of the things that gives me the greatest amount of joy in life is, like, if you're watching Saturday Night Live or news and they lose it, they, yeah. like, break. It's because it's so real and it's so in the moment.
Yeah.
And I love it. It brings me so much joy.
Check out that suspect one that Gerald pulled up that looks just like the news anchor.
Yeah, one? I've seen that. I've seen that one before.
That guy also looks like Neil deGrasse Tyson a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
News is so weird because it's one of the – news and radio, you speak in a cadence that normal people don't use, which is weird, but we all know that that's news and radio.
Right. I mean, if you really pay close attention to, you'll always notice it doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, there's no accent.
Yeah. They all talk the same.
Mm-hmm. But that's part of the journalism degree, I believe.
Like, your news is just like my news, the way that it's reported, the cadence, all of it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Like, you have to talk that way. And radio does the same thing. Like, if you really ever listen to radio and you listen to the little quips between songs and stuff, they're all the same on everyone.
Mm-hmm. Again, I think all that gets, like, taught in journalism.
Do you think that, is there a place in the market for someone who's just having, is there a place for this on radio?
No.
I mean, not XM, I know it exists.
No.
You can't just have normal conversation. You have to get on there and be like, I was listening the other day, and they were like, Jeff Bezos bought a yacht 2 years ago, and he's still waiting on it. Maybe he should have scooped up Prime. Here's the latest from whoever. And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, I mean, because you'll hear it on morning shows when people are trying to do that, but it never goes. It's not going well, and it never goes well because you can't do that with the radio cadence and radio voice. You can't.
No, you have to drop the cadence. You have to drop the.
Yes.
You know what?
It has to be, and it's impossible to be conversational using that cadence.
And maybe it's because you don't. In most cases, you only have 30 seconds.
It could be, but I mean, even like the morning shows always come off as fake to me.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it feels like they ran through it 12 times.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think anything on the radio ever feels genuine to me.
No, I don't either. I don't know. See, I don't get that vibe from TV, even though it's the same thing on TV.
And they actually did read through it multiple times. Right. I still feel okay.
Maybe
it's
because you can see them. I don't know.
No, so I think that when I watch, like, you're talking about a TV show or news?
Both.
Okay, like on a TV show, it feels like it's presented to me that way. Like I'm taking it exactly how they meant for it to.
Mm-hmm.
The news always gave me the vibe like they wanted me to feel like it was a dude talking to me about what was going on in the world, and I don't get that vibe because if I had a friend that talked to me like that, I'd be like, hey, get the fuck out. You're weird, and it weirds me out when you talk that way.
Well, I think the thing I've always come across when like watching news is – for a long time, and it's got to do with the culture shift in America, I think, but for a long time, people, what's a good way to put this without making people angry? maybe didn't mind or actually preferred to feel like they were being talked down to by the news people. And I don't think that's the case anymore, but that's kind of how it comes across. It comes across that same way. I guess there was a few generations back, the news presented a very, was presented as like an authoritative figure.
Right.
And following authority was incredibly important then. And now everybody's just like, fuck the man, you know, stick it to the man. Anybody who tells you what you do is completely wrong. So I think there's kind of that kind of shift, maybe, that they still try to come across as, look, I know this and I'm giving you this information, but I think they might still come off a little bit as that, with that authoritative tone that doesn't sit so well with some of the newer generations, I guess.
They still overdress, I think, to deliver me the news.
I believe that 100%. Yes. You don't need to wear a suit. Like,
yeah, suit or a dress to tell me what went on today.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone wondering, I'm 100% an authority on this because I probably haven't watched the news in 12 years. So I definitely can speak about it.
I still watch the news from time to time.
I see clips and it looks the same.
But I don't feel like it's changed as much. It's changed.
You watch the nightly news?
Every now and then just to get a vibe for it, you know.
To get disappointed in life?
Well,
all the bad shit that happened?
You know, sometimes things are going too good. You got to be brought back down to earth.
And there's a funny story about a cat that got stuck in a tree. You know, when it's a slow day. Gerald, you watch the news?
No, not at all.
Yeah, me either. I just don't. I don't know.
And by every now and then, I literally mean every now and then.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
Like five times a year, maybe, every now and then.
I've still been watching Peaky Blinders.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good show.
Yeah, I need subtitles for that show, though.
You need subtitles for that show. That's true.
They're speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
Like hard-ass English, though.
Well, that's like, I don't know, like my wife is big into Outlander.
Mm-hmm.
And subtitles definitely work for that as well.
Because
they speak some old school Scottish.
Tom Hardy and Peaky Blinders is real hard for me to understand. Like real hard.
Just Tom Hardy?
Not just Tom Hardy, but by far he is the hardest to understand in that show for me. That's a good show, though.
It's a very good show. So I'm watching. I might have talked about this with Gerald last week, but I've started watching Warrior. About the Chinese immigrants in the 1800s. But it's like a gangster show. It's like Peaky Blinders, only with the Irish and the cops and the.
So Peaky Blinders,
you know, but. But it's got kung fu in it.
Yeah. The cool thing about Peaky Blinders, it's not exclusive to it, but one of the things that's cool is like to have been around during that time where there was so much opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
That opportunity, even though it's pretty ruthless, like that type of opportunity, I don't think exists nowadays.
The opportunity to build your criminal enterprise, you mean?
Yeah, the way that those like crime families
functioned,
existed back then.
The way they functioned, the way they actually did business and functioned and worked as a business, yeah. Or as an enterprise, yeah.
Like, I know it's a show and it's supposed to be compelling, but like the ride that they're on, I'm like, this is insane what they've been able to do. And to like to see them try to turn it legit, which is the point where I'm at right now, it's like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's.
And it just. Things work that way now, but they don't work that way.
Right. Well, I guess now some would say that not that it's corporate America that's like that. I don't know.
Yeah. But. Now, I will say it's 100% a good thing it doesn't work that way because some really bad shit happens on the show.
Yeah. Warrior, same thing happens in Warrior.
That are, that are just not acceptable. You know, they're just not okay to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good with the bad, but...
But I do I think the one good thing you do notice, and like if you're watching Warrior or Peaky Blinders or Boardwalk Empire or any of those, one thing I do think that all those criminal enterprises had then that I don't think you see today or would necessarily see today is a certain code of honor.
Oh, 100%.
That is intended to be followed. And you don't break it. Like it's just unwritten that you don't break it.
Yeah, it's sort of followed.
You know?
But also, with any TV show, like whatever, Sons of Anarchy, if you want to use something recent, mm-hmm. whatever out there, you can't just kill people like you could back then.
Right.
And I know people would tell me I'm wrong because people get killed every day, and you're probably right, but in the places I frequent, you can't just kill people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can.
I know what you're saying. No, notice. No, but there's...
People notice.
Yeah, people notice there's going to be a consequence. There's no getting away with it, so to speak.
Peaky Blinders just pull a gun out and blow somebody's brains out in a bar, and then they drag the body out, and everybody goes back to drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not how it went back in the day either, but I can only assume it is how it went.
Based on Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that that wouldn't be a fun time to be
in. I would
in,
say that that's true, because like I have no doubt that, you know, during like the gang wars of like the 60s and stuff, like in Boston and New York City,
yeah,
those same things happened.
You just keep your fucking head down.
Right. Everybody's like, I'm not going to say anything because yeah. then that will be me. And
yeah.
I don't want that to be me.
You always see that in movies where they're like, the entire neighborhood, nobody saw anything. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, nobody will even talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't end well.
Those are real things. Those things did happen. They probably still do, actually, just not to the extent that they were able to back then.
Drill, do they still happen?
I'm sure they do.
As an authority on criminal,
yeah, I justice, mean, criminal I mean, you law, should know crime. These stats. It was part of your training.
Nothing. Okay.
Wow. Silent treatment. Do we make him mad?
Yeah, because you're always calling him a cop when he's not.
I know.
I got your back, Gerald.
I have a word limit.
That's true too.
Yeah.
Used half of it up. Used half of it up already. If you were part of a criminal empire, would you want to be top?
No.
Because top gets all the reward, but also gets killed.
I would want to be like middle management.
Bottom. Yeah.
Like what I am now.
Dan wants to be the bottom.
Dan's like, put me at grunt status, please.
I do not want to be the bottom ever, Gerald. I'd want to be like a mid-level manager. Top. I would want to be like, okay, this is our section. And you run, like, this section. I want to be, like, the department supervisor.
Yeah. Dan runs the docks.
Right.
Right. As long as the docks are fine, I don't have to get shot in the head.
Right.
What about you, Gerald?
Top.
You want to be the big dog.
Yeah.
I mean, you eat well till you don't.
I don't know. Nope. Not for me.
Yeah, I want to be at the top, too.
Because there's, there's no in-between, man.
Maybe not the top, but like maybe the guy like second, third, pulling some strings, but maybe not like getting shot in the head.
Yeah, because the top, there's no in between. You're either living large and loving life or dead.
Now I will say
there's no in between.
No one slides in and keeps the other guy's right hand guy either, though.
Right. No.
Like when the boss gets terminated, and by terminated I mean shot in the head, so do you.
Yeah, the right hand guy goes too.
You got to get out of town.
Yeah. Whereas, like, as like the dock supervisor, like the guy who's running the docks, that's an area they want. I already know that area. They're just going to absorb me into the organization.
But you're not living the dream.
I'm living my dream. More importantly, I'm living.
You're not getting shot in the head, but you're not going home to a mansion either.
I don't need a mansion.
Just miss that first shipment. Make it late by two days.
That's what gets all these people killed is ambition.
Tell us more.
If you have no ambition, you're fine. Because who always gets killed in this stuff? It's a person who wants more.
Who now,
takes so the steps to get more. They always end up doing something wrong because of their ambition, because they wanted to climb the ranks or they wanted more. They wanted a larger piece of the pie or whatever. Ambition will get you killed.
I'll take this route a little bit with you. Too much ambition will get you killed.
Ambition will get you killed. You need to stay the course. You need to do your job.
Run the play, we call that. You got to run the play.
You got to just do your job. We'll go with run the play. You got to just run the play and get done what you're supposed to get done. You stay off the radar. You need to stay off the radar. Nobody, you want nobody to notice the docks. You want everyone to know that, look, the docks is a thing.
Never had a problem.
We don't
with
ever
it.
Have
don't.
To check on it because it's
until customs holds my coffee beans for 2 weeks.
Well,
no, then Dan has to kill his best worker.
That's why
point.
I'm there to prevent those kinds of things. Yeah. You can't throw out the unlesses because I'm the guy running it, so we don't have to worry about it.
Then you can throw it all your family.
You can see you're starting to sound like a cop, Gerald.
No, because see what happens is Dan. That's why I said he kills his best worker so that they don't have to come visit Dan's family. He saw the problem. He addressed it like a real gangster.
Right. I would do that. Yeah.
Doc Foreman.
Yeah.
And now it's problem solved. Even if it was Dan's fault, that guy paid the price.
You should kill your nephew, Jimmy. He messed up.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy should have done better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of it. And back in the day, you had to be willing to kill anyone all the time.
Yep. Even your nephew.
Well, they all had plenty of nephews, too, if you watch any of those
back
shows.
In the old days, though, it was never no families, no women, no children. It was always one-on-one.
You're talking about like dueling days?
I'm talking about like back in like the...
They'll kill anybody in Peaky Blinders.
Well, yeah, but that also takes place in England.
Yeah. It's also all super fake also.
Yeah, I'm talking United States. Like an unwritten rule in the mob was, you know, no families, no women, no children.
That's not Gerald the Don's code. Gerald the Don's code to go after everybody.
Fucking ruthless. No one's off limits, huh?
Well, you told me. You asked me if I want, I'm the top. So I'm making.
And you
want to
be a. You want to be just a son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna be scary.
That you know that means that all of yours is in play too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not just everybody else's; it's everybody's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You also can't be at the top because you can't have. Writes as Superman, Batman, like you can't have family, you can't have a loved one.
Right.
Can't have kids because they're at risk. You can't, they're a liability.
You can't get close enough to anything that you can't walk away from in 30 seconds if you feel the heat.
Yeah. That's the problem with being at the top.
Yeah.
Anyone that you're close to is just a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting to happen.
I don't have to worry about that. My family's safe.
Your ugly ass family.
Whatever. Got a roof over our head and we're eating.
And not well, but you're eating.
And everybody's alive. Now, who says I'm not eating well? If you're doing a good job, they're going to treat you okay. That's the whole point of it.
I don't think anyone got treated okay. I mean, I guess. That's another thing that while like shows like that are deceptive because when they make $300, they go buy like a mansion. You're like, holy shit.
Well, yeah, but in, 1800s fucking England.
Yeah.
300 pounds got you quite a bit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. What happened? I just lost all my screen. You still hear me?
Something happened too. Yeah, I still got you up in the right, up in the top corner, but I can't see
it's
on
black
Gerald's
out
stuff.
Else. Yeah.
Technical
Gerald
difficulty.
Went full blackout. Gerald showing us what the computers were like in the 1800s.
Yes. Giving us a good idea.
Yeah, back when it was just window.
My screen just went black.
I don't know. Are you there, Gerald?
Is Gerald still on? Oh, did we lose Gerald?
Don't talk if you're a cop. He's back. What happened?
Could you still hear everything? Oh.
Okay, fine.
That's good.
It's fine. Because we didn't talk about it at all.
Just went on like nothing happened.
Yep, for sure. pretty regular week for me. I've had that cold, that lingering cold.
That you've had for two weeks now, right?
Yeah, I think it's just a cold, though. It doesn't feel like when I had the COVID before.
I would imagine it's just a cold, yes.
Yeah. Did you get vaccinated? Are we allowed to talk about this? Did you get canceled if you talk about it? Did you get vaccinated? No.
My wife got her first shot.
No, I did not.
Did you get yours?
No, I'm actually waiting until...
No, I'm not anti-vax.
I don't know what my work schedule is going to look like.
I had COVID.
So. Because one of the... one of the other guys is,
against it.
Getting ready to have a baby.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
So I'm waiting until after he gets his time off for having
the
baby.
Did you get vaccinated, Gerald? Are you anti-vaxxer or are you just... Sounds a lot like an anti-vaxxer.
Like, are you against it or... Like, will you get it eventually?
I like how this is such a fine line and we just keep on. Just keep on.
No, I'm just asking. I never got the vibe that Gerald was a like anti-vaxxer. You flat earther, Gerald? You're not flat earther, are you? Okay, good.
He's like, I'm not anti-vaxxer. I just absolutely will fucking not get the implant that the government's trying to give me. That's all.
Yeah, I don't
you feel like Bill Gates is spying on
okay,
you.
Okay, here's the thing I don't understand. Gerald, you were in the military, right? Yes. Yeah, I was in the military. Okay. The government can't keep track of their own fucking troops. How are we supposed to expect that they're going to keep track of billions of Americans? They can't even, half the time you gotta make call outs to make sure that you're not shooting at your own squad. Because your government issued equipment isn't working right.
I love that you can't just not get the shot without being an anti-vaxxer.
I think you can.
Like I haven't had the shot.
Yeah, I haven't had the shot either.
And I'm everybody's not an anti-vaxxer. Like, oh, so you're afraid of the government tracking you? I'm like, literally everything. Everything, literally everything in my house you can speak to is listening 24/7.
Right.
Does that seem like a guy that's real concerned about someone tracking me? You can speak to my entire home.
But it's just my, I don't know, like, it just, like I said, they can't keep track of their troops. Why are they worried about Zach spending 2 hours at Arby's?
And the person that's always giving you the lecture has a cell phone glued to their hand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And has a driver's license in their pocket.
And yeah. Yeah.
Is registered to vote. And yeah. I mean, listen, if you think the shot's going to keep you from not being found, you are sadly mistaken, my friend.
Now, not wanting to grow a third arm, that's a valid argument. You know?
It depends on what the mutation is.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it depends on where it grows out of.
I think I said it last week. If it's going to turn me into Wolverine, fuck it. Give me four of them.
But if it's going to turn you into, I don't know, something shitty.
King Shark?
Yeah.
No, I'm down with
not
that, too.
Not even that cool. Like, it's going to turn you into a, what's something that's pretty lame? Like a platypus. If it's going to turn you into a platypus, you probably don't want it. That's probably not a great existence.
I think the worries that it causes genetic mutations, not shape-shifting.
Yeah, then you could turn into only a platypus.
Just so
not
you
at
know,
will either.
Okay?
Not at will, it just happens. You go full platypus.
I don't think that's a valid concern.
Yeah. You say that until you go full platypus, and you're like, well, shit.
You're fucking cool, dude.
It's not. I guarantee you it's not.
I don't know. Can I still talk?
No.
And think?
No, you're a full platypus.
You don't know the rules on vaccines during
the I wrote
platypus,
the rules
so shut
on,
the fuck up.
I wrote the rules on platypus shifting. I wrote it.
There are no rules on platypus shifting.
Gerald, are you worried about the repercussions?
Yeah, if
of the
it
shot?
Wasn't for me having COVID, I would have went to work that Monday.
Sounds like you got to schedule your appointment tomorrow.
I think it's just at this point, it's because you've had COVID. And you got through it, it's not a concern, right? I mean...
No, but you can still get the...
Really, because having COVID for me sucked a lot. I wouldn't want it again.
Well, he said it wasn't that bad for him, though.
Yeah.
Now, you still have... Like, the shot doesn't protect you forever. Mm-hmm. You have to get the shot again.
That's how all vaccines work.
Right. Yes. Yeah, it's only somewhat effective. It's pretty high, though, 99 point whatever.
Well, the point of the vaccine, it doesn't not allow you to get COVID. You still get COVID. It blocks the effects.
Right.
You don't get affected by COVID. What you're going for is COVID.
Herd immunity.
Yes.
That's what you're going for, where most people can't get it, so it doesn't, you know.
Right.
I mean,
most people can't feel the effects of it.
The key is that you get all your medical advice from this show.
It didn't work.
I think is what I want people to take away.
Or TikTok. That's a pretty good.
And the only side effect I know of so far is platypus shifting.
That's the only one I've heard of.
Yeah.
I know. I did see this thing where people were sticking magnets on their arm, and they were sticking.
Yeah. Was it a TikTok video?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But again, I was like, fuck yeah, make me Magneto. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, until you realize you can't walk by like a metal locker. Now you're hugging it.
You got to learn to control it, man. Mm. Just got to find my Professor X.
You hope.
I got it covered. I got this. Don't worry. Shoot laser beams out of my eyes. Who the fuck knows?
Good luck finding your Professor X when you're a fucking platypus waddling up.
Shit, man. Squirrel girl. She'll teach me. Platypus.
First off,
Squirrel Girl and Platypus Man. Fuck it.
Have you ever seen a platypus?
Write that comic book back and fucking send it to the bank.
Have you ever seen a platypus in person?
Yeah, I have, yes.
In person?
Yes, yes, like at a zoo.
Bullshit.
No, yes.
No, bullshit. You've never seen a platypus.
Okay. I've never seen a platypus.
You might have saw a vessel that holds a platypus. You didn't even see the platypus.
Okay.
Gerald, have you ever seen one? No. No one has. No one has.
So it's not a real animal? Is that what you're saying?
It's not real, but UFOs are real. All those videos keep popping up on TikTok or on TMZ.
Oh, well, there's your source of true information.
Yeah, so that's good to know that those are real. I saw two this week, and I'm like, huh. Maybe I should watch the regular news to see what's on there. Because I hadn't heard that was a real thing. I mean, I'd heard it was a real thing, but not from credible people. Not from a source as credible as TMZ.
Right.
So that was jarring. But I figure it's not probably true because Gerald didn't text me about it, and he loves a conspiracy and aliens.
I don't know.
You like aliens?
I mean, yes, I don't know that UFOs are a conspiracy.
No, because they're real.
Right. Right.
There was one that looked like a green Dorito floating through the sky. Have you seen this one?
Uh-huh.
I think it was a Navy video.
Yeah, I've seen them.
The new one's the black and white one where the circle splashes down in the water.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah. Check that one out. Gerald, you seen it?
I might have to.
Of course you've seen it.
Of course he has.
Of course you've seen it.
It's the first thing he shot. It's the first thing he searched. He wakes up in the morning. His newest UFO sightings.
They don't call them UFOs anymore. What do they call them?
They're not unidentified flying objects anymore?
Mm-mm. They're like...
Are they like bogeys or something?
No, like unidentified aerial... Like they have like a... People. It's a like a different thing now.
Why couldn't it... Why? Why fuck with it? It was fine.
I don't know. I'm trying to... I'm trying to see what they call them now. Gerald, you ought to know this. It's your people.
This is the video.
Yeah, UFO people are your people.
I don't think that's true, Gerald. I'm on your side on this. Ryan's out of his mind.
What?
And he doesn't know what they're called either. I can't see it.
Yeah.
I don't think your stuff's up anymore.
Hold on. While you're watching the video, that's going to look like a issue with the camcorder that it was shot on.
Well, it's an old... It's
all right there?
Old video.
Yep. That's it. It's going to splash down soon. What do they call them now?
What the hell is this guy taking that...
That sweet-ass 4K video with?
Jesus Christ. Seriously.
They call him... Go ahead. It just splashed down.
I did see the splash.
Look at the baby.
Okay. They call them UAPs now. Unidentified aerial phenomena.
Because it might not be an object. It could be like a pocket of air or something.
It's a thing. It's a thing happening up there that they're not sure about. Oh, man, look at a platypus.
I will be a platypus all fucking day.
Ooh, that baby's adorable.
I will be a platypus all fucking day.
I get dinosaur vibes from that. Not real dinosaur, but like the TV show. Dinosaur vibes. Yeah, not the mama.
Yeah, I will be a platypus all day.
Yeah, but grown platypus are less adorable. Platypus.
I don't know. I feel like a grown platypus could do some damage.
Dinosaurs. That was a good show. Is it The Dinosaurs or just Dinosaurs?
It's Dinosaurs.
It's a show with a dark fucking ending. If anyone's not seen that, go watch that out. Check that out.
I know. I remember.
Spoiler alert, dinosaurs die. So you should have seen it coming.
Yeah. That's true.
That show was good, or I think it was good.
I remember it being good.
Correct. Probably not good. I remember like it had some hard-hitting lessons on it, though.
Yeah, it was very much like the Flintstones, I think.
Yep. Yeah, but I think because they were puppets.
Right. Yeah, there's...
They hit harder for me because I loved a puppet.
Yeah.
I would say as a child, but I still love a puppet.
Can see that about you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've talked about it before. Uh-huh. I'm a puppet
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, you love puppets.
I'm a puppet Muppet guy. I don't like the Muppets. I like puppets.
You don't like the Muppets?
Mm-mm, I don't care about them. I'm not into the Muppets.
Those are puppets.
But I like puppets.
Got it. I see what you're saying. You like all puppets. You're not specific to the Muppets.
Right. Well, I feel like I want to say I like Muppets because I like puppets, but I don't actually care about Muppets.
But you don't actually care about puppets. You just like puppets. And
no, I think I enjoy, I would like to have puppets.
Why would you want puppets?
Yeah, I want to like get good with them.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to because I'm not going to put on shows for like the neighborhood kids or anything, but.
That's good.
Like if I had to, like I'd like, yeah. I would 100% do a YouTube
there you go.
Puppet show.
There you go. Puppetry for all occasions, just for you. Good job, Gerald.
You don't have to tell me that. I knew it was for all occasions. Good day, check out this puppet. Bad day, check out this puppet. Sad day, check out this puppet. Birthday puppet, childbirth puppet. There's nothing it won't work for. What are you thinking? Funeral puppet? That works.
I don't think it does.
I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think it does.
If I did a puppet YouTube show, would you watch it?
I think it works for you. I don't think it does for most of society.
If I did a monthly puppet show, would you watch it?
No.
But that'll never happen.
As a friend?
Well, as a friend, I would. Not because I care about puppets, but I would watch it to support you. Yeah.
Gerald, would you watch it?
No, start. I'll bring a puppet tomorrow.
Gerald's like, I'll give it one fucking episode, but if it sucks.
Which it will.
Would you be in it, Gerald? You live close enough. You could be in it. Yeah. Well, I mean, I only have. Well, you've never showed up with puppets. I'll tell you that. I wouldn't turn away somebody I like with a puppet. My first question would be, what are you doing with that puppet, and does it stay when you leave? Why do you have a puppet, and is that soon to be my puppet? But for someone who's never even done, like, a puppet with a sock, I don't want a bullshit puppet. Like, I want a good one.
Yeah, but you don't know how it works.
No, I have any idea how it works. Nah. I mean, I watch videos of people making puppets on YouTube.
What about like marionettes? Do you like marionette puppets too?
Yeah, I kind of dig those as well.
Okay. That's cool. I've always liked marionettes.
I don't like ventriloquist dummies. Like those aren't as, like those as much.
You read my mind. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. They don't creep me out. I don't. That's less. I like a Muppet Jim.
Well, they're
Henson
not as
puppet.
Puppety.
Yeah, I like a puppet ass looking puppet.
Yeah. I wouldn't say a ventriloquist dummy is like puppety.
See if you can find a platypus puppet, Gerald.
Oh, shit. What?
Yeah, it seems like that's what we'd want to. Like we had a mascot, maybe we make it that.
A platypus? Yeah. Nah, we have to, right?
Platypus Gaming.
I'm sure that already exists.
Well, if it didn't, it does now.
That's right.
We said it, you can't have it.
Apparently they're at Walmart Supercenter.
Oh, a platypus puppet is just a fucking furry thing you shove on your hand.
Now, what's that one second row down? Oh, yeah. There's a platypus puppet.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. It's a good-looking one. Holy shit. Who is that guy? The platypus starter puppet.
Oh my!
Look, are you kidding me?
There you go, Ryan. It's like it was tailor-made for you.
What is that? Axtel Expressions? With the creepiest motherfucker ever peddling that puppet.
That's true. Huh.
Professional platypus puppet. Click that buy button. Let's see what the price is.
I can tell you right there. It's $350.
Oh, my Lord.
You can do a color change on the fur for an extra $50.
Kind of want to just to make mine unique. Probably purple. Perry the Purple Platypus. That guy's creeping me out. Oh, there he's got a toucan right there. He's not loyal. I thought he was a platypus lover. There he is with a toucan.
There are, yeah.
There's a lot of platypus.
Yeah, a lot of platypus merchandise out there.
Merch, sweet platypus merch.
I'm cool with it.
Bro, I dig your platypus.
That's fucking Dino.
Yeah, it is.
That's not a platypus.
But I see what they did there.
Yeah, but I fucking ain't gonna fall for that shit.
Too old for that.
That's right.
I'm not gonna fall for your
shit. Been around
tricks.
The block a few times.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I like puppetry. I like stop motion animation.
Yeah, we know that.
I like all that weird stuff.
I don't know. I'm a big science. I think I've talked about it before. I'm a big special effects guy. Really,
like practical effects.
Practical effects, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like practical effects. I mean,
practical effects done right are super cool.
CGI is what it is. The problem is it doesn't limit. I think that when you have practical effects, you really have to use your imagination. And I think that creativity can foster the story and plot as well. I think there's an immense amount of creativity that has to go into practical effects. With computer, you can just make anything, you know? I realize it's hard. I realize you have to code and all that stuff. I do realize that. But you can make anything. Whereas,
yeah,
practical effects, people had to go out and find what combination of what substances produce the most blood-like effect for them.
Yeah, like when you watch the Ninja Turtles back,
uh-huh,
those suits still hold up.
Yeah, I think so too. For some reason, I think, and it's going to sound weird because CGI looks so much more real, but I think that practical effects allow the viewer, I think it's easier for practical effects to allow the viewer to suspend their belief.
Yeah, and I also think they bridge a wonderful gap because Gerald's pulled up a picture of the turtles.
Mm-hmm.
It's cartoony still. In a way, when they did the new TMNT and they looked realistic, everybody's like, they look weird.
Right, yep.
Well, that's probably what they would actually look like.
They're probably closer to what they would actually look like in the newer.
Right,
yeah.
But those practical effects allowed them to kind of bridge the gap.
Like if mutated turtles was into ninjas was a real thing.
Yeah,
if you
actually saw one, you'd be like, "Holy shit, that's not okay. That's terrifying." But the ones in the movies I grew up on, like,
are, yeah,
they bridge the gap between cartoon and yep. live action.
Yep, they do. Yeah. So yeah, I've always been interested in it. I've always been a little upset with my parents that they didn't foster that in me, because I was super interested and asked all the time, and they just kind of shit on my dreams. No, not really. I do miss it. I didn't do something like that or something with film.
Yeah, it's Ninja Turtles 3 drill. You can skip right by that.
Yeah, that one's bad.
Is it Scepter in Time? What was that called?
It's a Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time. Yeah, they had the scepter. That scroll up a little bit to the scene that has the two of them in there. Keep scrolling.
Keep scrolling.
Right there. It's Donatello and Raph.
And Raph? Right, just their heads?
Yeah, just their heads down there at the bottom.
Look, it's third row. Right there you go. Yeah.
Just look how good that looks.
Yeah, that looks great. I know. I get it.
I just think that might be Mike. I think they're waiting on pizza in the sewer right there.
I think that is. Yeah,
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
Yeah, he's like, where's the fuck is 134 and 8th or whatever he says. I haven't watched those movies in forever, but I watched them constantly as a child. Just mainly the first one. The first one is super good.
I mean, like, I like the new ones, too.
Yeah, but I know people criticize the way they look, but it's like that's probably closer.
Right.
To what they would look like. That first movie, man, it just hits hard.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
Watching pictures of it just making me feel some sort of way right now.
I don't know why they don't have any pictures of Casey Jones in there, though.
What about Danny, that piece of shit?
Danny's a fucking garbage motherfucker.
Danny sucks.
Yeah, fuck Danny. The
foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at Danny, son of a bitch.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. Danny's one of those kids that's like bad just to be bad.
Yeah.
Got that Sid
I get that he
on.
Came around a little bit at the end.
Didn't matter.
Fuck him.
Casey Jones, though. Yeah, you're right. What a character.
Yeah. Ilias Kotius.
Man, those movies are great. I think they're great just because that's, I mean, anything when you were growing up is great.
I agree. Sometimes you revisit, it's sometimes better to leave it that way.
Sometimes, but I think those movies are still like, they're still good.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
It's funny because when you watch the thing that's that same way for the generation before you, and you're like, that kind of sucks. Like, because it wasn't your thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's weird how that...
I don't know. I don't Utah, really... I mean, that's... I don't know. I watch all the old stuff. I
like nostalgia is just a weird thing.
Stuff.
The Utah, like, how good your life was and how like, magical that time was with, like, the things.
Well, yeah. I mean, but, you know, I like the stuff that, you know, from my parents' generation... I like watching that. I enjoy those movies. I enjoy movies. I enjoy the TV shows. But I don't have a nostalgia grab for it, you know?
Yeah. The way you do with stuff that you grew up with.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because I will watch something that is super shitty that I have
movie.
A nostalgic grab on for, you know?
Yes, cartoon movie.
Other than something that's great that came from my parents' generation.
Yeah. What's your... Like, Turtles is my go-to movie as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a go-to?
Time Bandits.
Yeah. Gerald, you have one? Yeah.
The cartoon
those
movie.
Those are all. Yeah.
I got what you're talking about.
Shia LaBeouf?
No, not Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed for a
show.
Long time Beauty and the Beast as well.
Yeah.
The cartoon or the TV show?
Yeah, the Disney the movie.
Mm.
I've watched it probably more than any other Disney movie.
Yeah, there's that. And then there's also, yeah, so it would probably be Time Bandits or it would be, I don't know if you guys remember V or have heard of V. Like the old original one from like 1982. That was a big go to me too. That was the first. You know how when you're a kid, you like emulate your heroes on TV?
Oh, it was so
good. Yeah, you like go outside and play and kind of like emulate your heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always wanted to be Mark Donovan.
Yeah, see, I was always Donatello because I just grab a stick off the ground.
I was always Donovan.
I don't even know what this is. I've never seen it before.
V? Oh, so good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've never seen it before.
Practical effects, man.
I'll tell you how much I've never seen it before. If you had told me this was a thing without pulling up pictures, I wouldn't even know if you were lying.
Fair enough.
But I wasn't born yet, also.
That's true. You weren't.
It looks like shit.
No, it's so good.
But that's exactly what I'm talking about. But the way I can tell I'm getting older, though, is because, like, I've always talked about with collecting, like, having those things, like, physically holding it makes me smile. It makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can tell I'm getting older because now when I hold those things, I'm like, would someone else enjoy this more than me?
Mm-hmm.
Which was never a thought I had before because I don't feel like people could have enjoyed it more than I enjoyed it.
Right.
But as I get older, I'm like, I wonder if people would enjoy this more.
Yeah.
Like, I've been thinking about selling stuff and not for the money, but because I'm like, is there someone out there that'll love this more? And they should pay a lot for it because that way I know they'll love it.
Right.
That way I'll feel okay about getting rid of it. But yeah, I just don't know. Like, I don't know that I'll love it the way that I used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah, I don't think you will. I think it's just a natural. I think as you get older, and this is, I guess this isn't 100%, but the natural state of thing is as you get older, you get more financially stable. You get a house and all those things, and you
kind of start to buy the things you want.
Yeah. So those things that you want maybe don't hold quite the value they did because they literally were bought with disposable income. And before it was a matter of saving or, you know, you like got a gift card and you're like, ooh, now I can get this that I've been wanting. And now you're like, if I want this, I go get it.
Yeah, but there's like, I don't know, there's something. I mean, you guys have known me for a long time, but I mean, there's like, I used to get like a real joy out of getting a thing.
Right.
And I still get that. But like, as I get older, like the thing that excites me is less. It's less of those things.
Yeah.
Like right now, if you gave me a video game that I was always trying to find or a system I always wanted, I'd be like, that's super awesome. And then I would put it with all the rest.
Yeah.
You know, but the other day I got a router, like a DeWalt 20 volt. I'm like super jazzed up about that.
Mm-hmm.
I may never use it for its main purpose, but I'm going to use it for a project I have. But like that excites me the way that some of those old things used to.
Your taste changes as you get older.
Yeah, I'm becoming an old man.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like, how many projects can I complete with that?
Oh, see, I don't do that.
Yeah.
But I can't say this. I bought a new lawnmower this week.
What'd you get?
I got an Aaron's Icon 52.
Oh, yeah. They're nice. They're high. They're
not
nice.
Not for me.
I mean, in general, I think they're expensive. Even in general, you got a good deal on one, but they're high.
I didn't get a good deal on one. I work for the dealer of them.
You stole them. I got it. We sell those at work also.
You sell the. It's not the same version. It's.
It may not be the same version. It is exactly named that exact thing.
It is named that, yeah. But it is not that exact.
The icon, like all that's the same.
But there's something different about what they, the way they, it's got something to do with the deck, I think.
I don't know. It's the same way, like you can buy a John Deere from a non-commercial dealer and then buy one from like a, whatever, a
small box
store.
But they're different.
They have the same number, but they're not the same.
They're fabricated different somehow.
Yeah, but they're pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. I'm super excited about that. Got mine with Kawasaki engine in it, Kawasaki 721V.
But if you were a kid, you wouldn't be excited about a mower.
A zero turn, I might have been. They didn't have zero turns when I was a kid.
Y'all had those little pony looking things, shitty rod lawnmowers.
You had the cool thing was a garden tractor, okay? Was a garden, you know, a garden mower?
Yeah.
Like the tiny tractor mower? That's all you can mm-hmm. do with it? You might be able to like tow a little wagon behind it.
I hate yard work. We don't agree on this.
But what most everybody had was this thing that you sat on. You sat on the seat. You know, it was like you would a normal tractor, but you put your feet down, and it had like two handles that came out, almost like an old timey bicycle.
Yep.
And
that thing.
It was like that. There it is.
Second picture.
Yes. Just like that.
That thing.
A lot of people had those.
Yeah. Which is just, it's just a push mower, but they put the push part on the front and it threw a drive on it.
Right. That was the one snapper. Most people had. And then if you were super rich, you had like one of those square Craftsman silver fuckers. Yeah. That was the go-to. Then if you were like kind of middle class, you had that John Deere with a steering wheel.
Yeah, that green. See, my growing up, amazing. We always had the red push mower that was the cheapest from whatever Walmart or wherever. No, that's what my dad always bought me to take care of the yard with. Uh-huh. Never self-propelled. I am 35 years old. I've never used a self-propelled push mower.
No?
I don't know how good that is. Yeah, people like them. Never used one.
It is a big deal. However, what I can tell you is when I was growing up, my yard was 2 acres, and I had to mow it with a self-propelled mower.
And that is better than a non-self-propelled mower.
That is not cool. No, it was no different at that point.
Now, I just heard Gerald say that they're amazing, but I'll tell you what's more amazing is to have a robot do it. Very few decisions in my life have I made that I support as much as the one I made to have a robot mow my yard.
Gerald, I feel like we both probably lost a bet because it took him 45 minutes to talk about his fucking robot lawnmower.
Well, I wouldn't have brought it up if Gerald wouldn't have gloated about how great it is to have it push itself. It's even better to have it mow itself.
We both would have lost that bet, Gerald. You know it.
People talk about the things they love. If that's what you're insinuating, then yes.
No, I'm showing you the lawnmower. I had to cut grass with that thing.
So I bought the mower.
But, you know, it's... You don't hate yard work, so a mower is a fun purchase for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I got another fun purchase this week.
Is it this weirdo picture that Gerald pulled up of that gentleman?
Oh, you had one of the old chopper mowers?
You zoomed in on that gentleman's legs. People still buy those.
Yeah.
Friskers makes one. Is that the company that makes scissors?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, they make a cool looking one. Well, that dude's freaking calves and thighs.
Yeah.
He's out there mowing in those Peter Pan shoes, though.
Look at that sweet ass mustache he's got going on.
If that guy was wearing that, mowing with that today, you'd be like, call the police.
Yeah, you would.
Call Gerald.
You would.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, the mower was not the only fun purchase I got this week.
Well, I see why that's fun for you, but that means you have to mow, which is not fun for me. I'll gauge this next one, see if it's better.
I also picked up, this might have been last week. I got my Xbox Series
X. Oh, yeah, that was last week.
That was last week, wasn't it? I already talked about that.
Yeah, that is a fun purchase. Now, in case anybody's wondering, Dan's also become an old man because the last two purchases he's bragged about have been a thing that slings gravel.
They'll give me more joy when I actually get to put them together.
From his driveway and a lawnmower.
That wasn't me.
Joe, do you want to gloat about a tree trimmer or anything you picked up on this old man cast? What'd you say? Yeah. Do they bring you as much joy as they used to? Yeah. It's not like you're putting a desk together.
That's me.
Oh, that was Dan. What's happening?
My desk is on its last legs, and I'm leaning on it.
Yeah, it's not like it was on its last leg.
No, it's...
In 2 weeks, Dan will be bragging about his new desk.
I might be.
So you guys can be like, wow, these guys are really have a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. But I ended up picking up Legendary Edition this week.
Is that
Mass Effect
on,
Legendary Edition.
Is that not going to be on EA Access?
I don't think so.
It seems like it would be, but I don't know how EA Access. Does not everything go on there?
Not everything goes on there, no.
Oh, okay. I've never messed with EA Access.
But, yeah, I do get it free. No, a lot of times what they let you do is they let you play a free, you get like a demo of everything coming out new that will then carry over and you can play it 2 weeks early.
Yeah, I know the sports games I don't think are there day and date, but they hit it within that year.
Like, so Mass Effect might, Legendary Edition might end up coming, but I'm not waiting.
Yeah, for a game that you already played, I get it.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's a different game.
I hear you.
All new achievements.
Have you been playing the Xbox? I mean, I haven't heard much from you since you got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Not as much, obviously not as much as I'd like, but
yeah.
It's mostly tinkering and figuring out is what I'm doing on it.
Yeah.
Like, I am enthralled with this rewards thing where you like earn rewards and can trade them in for like gift cards.
Yeah. They have like quest.
Yeah. The quest. Yeah. Absolutely enthralled with it. I check it every day. I do what it tells me to do. I'm just a fucking sheep. It's fine.
Yeah, you Microsoft. Are. Sheep Simulator is what you're playing.
But I got enough. I can get a gift card, a $10 gift card if I want to. But yeah, I played some of Gears 5. Because that's on Game Pass. I want to try that. I did download Tell Me Why. I haven't played that yet. And I started because I wanted to test out the touch games that you can play remotely on your phone. So I was at work and I wanted an easy touch game. So I picked the Dark Crystal Tactics, the tactics game for Dark Crystal.
Yeah.
Works really good. That worked really good. So I haven't tried anything yet where I hook up my controller to anything else. I just have that hooked up to the TV. So that's all I really played on. But I like the Xbox. I like the Xbox S. I like the infrastructure. I think it's very intuitive for me. I love when I like if I were to turn on an old game, it'll just say, hey, it like goes to the newest version. There's no like fucking around with trying to figure out how to get it to look better. I'm happy with it. I'm happy with that purchase.
I didn't figure you'd be disappointed. I didn't figure there'd be any way you'd be disappointed.
No, I'm very, very happy with that purchase. And for me, I do think it was the better purchase than the PlayStation 5 would have been.
Yeah, I can see that. For those curious, I got a new controller. I won't say anything new else. I got a new controller.
Is it different playing with it?
I have not played with it.
Oh. You haven't played at all this week?
Nope, I haven't even synced it to my system.
Wow.
It is sitting in the charging cradle, and I have not touched it. And then they announced that the two new colors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that because I still only have one controller.
The black and red?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The black one, it looks fine, but I like that red daddy right there.
That red one looks good.
That red Papa Bear,
It's very Spider-Man, though.
Very Spider-Man in the best way.
It definitely gives off a Spider-Man vibe.
The black looks fine. The red looks good.
The black looks fine. The black, really, to me, looks too much like the DualShock.
Mm-hmm.
With that red, one looks like something different. Something
I still like
new.
The white, too. I know people shit on it, but I like the way the white looks.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I think I'm going to get that red one as a second controller.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait. I know they just announced, I think, Red and Blue for the just came out for the Xbox too. I might want to wait for some newer colors to come out. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks good. Look at that.
I just got my one white controller and it's fine. It's good. I like it.
It's what I have too.
It's a good controller. I mean, that's one thing Xbox does, man. They make that controller feel so solid in your hand.
DualShock felt solid too. Even after I dropped it and it broke, it still felt solid.
I don't know. They've always PlayStation's controllers have always felt less solid to me than the Xbox controllers.
The DualSenses feel very solid. I'll take that for what it is because it broke, but they feel really solid.
I'm taking it for what it is.
The best feeling controller as far as you can't break this to me is still the Pro controller for the Switch.
Oh, that's a good controller.
That thing feels like it just doesn't feel like it breaks.
That
it
did
so
feel
solid.
Good. That's how the new Xbox controllers actually feel more solid than the old Xbox controllers.
Yeah. I don't like the shape of an Xbox controller. I've always had an issue with it.
And I think some of that is just the... there's some texturing on it that I think just makes it feel more solid.
The DualSense has the texturing on the back as well. It's tiny PlayStation logos.
Yeah.
The sacred symbols.
So I think that helps. That helps it to feel more solid. I don't know how or why.
I've never hooked up to the TV.
Science behind it, but it just does. That's what I have.
I like that Pro controller. That's a bullshit Power A controller, Gerald. Get that garbage out of my face.
Just log in.
Nintendo doesn't make theirs look cool. They just feel cool.
Quit being a bitch.
You have a Pro controller or you just play with it handheld?
No, that's done. I platinum that.
Yeah.
As I said on the podcast, you missed.
You never even seen it on the TV? Crazy. Like a psychopath. What'd you play this week? Grand Theft Auto?
No, so Grand Theft Auto, all I did was just log in and log back out. Got my bonuses for the day. Get the free car.
Mm-hmm. What's the other thing you've been playing?
Subnautica?
All I've been playing Subnautica. Is Stranded Deep.
Damn. Congrats.
Oh, yeah, you did. That's right. 36 right
now. Tell me you play.
What else you been playing?
So just Grand Theft Auto?
Actually, I do like it. After figuring out what to do, I watched a few YouTube videos to figure out what the hell to do. Once I figure out what to do, I'm good.
That's the one I was thinking of. Stranded Deep, yeah, not
that's
Subnautica.
What I was thinking of, too. That game sucks.
So you really fucking like it. Ryan says it sucks and you love it.
Well, no, it gives you the basics.
I have an issue with that. I think I've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. I don't like games that don't have some sort of tutorial. But I don't think you should have to look up YouTube videos in order to learn the basics of playing a game.
That game has a real. The game has a real like following.
It has a what?
It has like a really big following.
No, I'm going to play it again. I'm just.
It's like that game, The Forest, or whatever. Lots of people love that game, and I heard that game's kind of shitty too. But like a bunch of people love it and play it, so I don't know. Stranded Deep did, like I said, the controller was clearly broke, but also I think the game was too.
You did not like it, yes.
Mm-mm. You play Days Gone anymore? You done with that? Nope, sounds like you're done with that. You're never going to touch it again. The Forest looks
I'm
like
I'm
going to
be on, he's going to be on day 402 and.
Yeah. Sold his house, bought a raft.
Yeah, I now own a chain of islands, and they all have houses on them.
Put up a hotel.
Like Monopoly. What is this? Is this the
forest?
This
is the forest. Yeah. He pulled up the gameplay, like the reveal trailer or something. This game's like 62 years old, though.
This is a... Yeah, not for me.
Yeah, chop that wood. Comes out at night.
Shitty shit.
Yeah.
I'll stick to
supernatural stuff.
Well, look at that. That's like a thing made of feet, legs.
Those are hands.
Oh, that's a foot. Sir.
Oh, that's a foot. But there's some hands in there too. Why do you have to set it on fire?
See? Dudes with their dicks out coming out at night.
I don't want to play this. This looks...
You'll stip stranded deep.
And I'll stick to Mass Effect. I just became a Spectre.
I'm going to learn how to use a router.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to learn. I'm going to use my... Learn to use
you can kill the sharks. I've done killed about 5 or 6.
Bet you learn to use that more before I do that.
You
that router.
You take
probably right. Yeah, actually, haven't had been on it yet.
Got them for meat. And
you've been on a zero turn before.
I have.
What is this? Somebody's real stranded deep.
For
damn! Look at that shark they got.
You turn into leather. You make stuff with
beached. Did you kill it? Did you catch it?
Yep. Yes, potatoes.
What is he doing with it?
But how do you? Can you then drag him onto the beach? What do you do with, to like make the thatch roof for your house? Or make a shawl?
You wear your shark leather jacket and look cool as shit. Like a raised flower bed there?
Yep.
Okay, I was going to say, that better be some sort of fucking food.
That actually makes me want to play that game, but I've played that game and I know that between what I had happen and that are a long, way far away.
Just watch YouTube videos. It'll be fine.
Yeah, like pick up 2 sticks. I'm like, there's one fucking stick on
this. Is that a tiger shark?
Shout out to Dan for knowing his sharks. Though you identified maybe the second easiest, third easiest shark. Because it has tiger stripes.
Well, it's the great white, the tiger shark, the whale shark.
Those are what I would say are the top three most identifiable.
The sand
probably
shark?
Great white. Whale shark, then tiger shark.
I would say the great white, then the hammerhead. But
that's just people know hammerhead,
huh?
Because it's a dorky fucking looking shark.
Yeah, but it'll eat your face off
if it can find me. Just stand right in front of it.
It'll find you. It'll find you. Don't worry.
Would a hammerhead make a good puppet? Maybe.
Not like a platypus.
Yeah, but that guy has a good-looking platypus.
That's
already.
A strain of deep. That's, you see that in there.
It's been done. Yeah. We probably ought to wrap the show up. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and support us over there, just like Mike, Thomas, and Zach do each and every week. We appreciate you guys.
But his name is Wolf.
And we appreciate
yet.
Someone
I've
else
been
that
whale.
We got a humpback.
That is a humpback whale.
Yeah, it is humpback as hell.
24, I think.
Why are you pulling up a picture of a whale?
Yeah.
You kill a whale? Wow.
You can build your house on any of the islands.
Somebody made Wilson?
You can build a house on all of the islands if you want.
No, I don't like this game.
But
did
they're
you find
not
them?
That far apart, so you really shouldn't. Because the resources
how many islands are
wise, there? You have
are they
the
same for me as they
raft.
Are for you?
You start with that raft.
But you can build your house on any of them?
Yep, and then you turn that and you make rafts.
You build a house on all the islands?
Yep. Like big, yeah, that's one of the boss battles too.
Do you?
So you
how do you get to
that? Like this,
take a boat.
That life raft that you start out with in the middle of the game.
All those little
boxes,
you can store stuff in there, so you can take your stuff from one island to the next.
You make a raft.
Can you make a motorboat?
Hold on, is that the Kraken?
I'm working on my first raft right now.
Holy shit.
A pallet raft. Probably not going to play it anymore.
This game is not for me.
I want to love it. Yeah, probably not going to play it. Keep us updated.
Yes, please do.
It's been episode 436, Perry the Purple Platypus. That's probably what I'll call it.
That's fine. That works. That's, that tells the story.
How long do you think you would live stranded on an island?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. How long does it take to starve to death?
Like 2 weeks. 2 weeks probably.
Okay, there we go.
Gerald, how long do you think you'd survive? Yeah, same.
Yeah, I wouldn't even try.
Two weeks. Well, I think there's a phase that everybody goes through where you're like, I'm going to survive out here, but like, mine wouldn't take long.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, however long, whichever comes first. Actually, I'd probably die of thirst first, so.
Yeah, that hits you quicker.
Yeah, that's the first one.
It's like a couple days, right? You can't go very long without water.
Yeah. Whatever that is, that's how long I would last on a stranded on a desert island.
You could drink your pee to extend that a little while.
I don't know if I can even imagine getting to that point, though.
You got to drink it while it's hot, folks, if you're listening. Let it cool down. Bacteria sets in, make you sick. Thanks, Bear Grylls. All right. It's good to know we'd all die really quick. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.